Our prophet simply the best. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila, Our Prophet Simply the Best, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, adorn your gatherings by reciting salat upon me, as your recitation of salat will be nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we start any permissible activity, we should read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The translation of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is, Allah's name I begin with, the most kind, the most merciful. So, one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, sent His most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a mercy to the entire universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam full of mercy and kindness for all the worlds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. A translation from Kanzul Iman, and we did not send you, O beloved Prophet, but as a mercy for all the worlds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the first ayah of Surah Fatiha is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, and He made His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam rahmatul lil alameen. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Lord of the worlds, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is mercy to the worlds. In other words, He is mercy for everything and everyone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of. In fact, we can say that whoever attains any guidance from the Lordship of Allah azza wa jal gains it through the means, meaning the wasila, meaning the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this verse is grand praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with countless qualities, one of them being the mercy to the worlds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this verse states that being the mercy for the entire creation is only the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's quality. No one besides him having bestowed this quality, the rank of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the word worlds encompasses everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is divided into several categories: the world of angels, the world of jinns, the world of physical bodies, possibilities, etc. Furthermore, the world of physical bodies is further divided into more categories, such as the world of humans, the world of animals, the world of plants, the world of stones, etc. From the word worlds, we come to know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is mercy for each and every world. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself has said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمًا, meaning I was sent as a mercy. This was the hadith of Muslim Sharif. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, everyone will get the blessings of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam until the day of judgment. And we will see our Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam's mercy even on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, everyone will be concerned with their own life, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will be concerned with everyone else's. Every Prophet alayhi salam will declare, اذهبوا إلى غيري, But our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will declare, Ana laha, I am here for you. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, all the creation is reaping the benefits of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the greatness of his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his kindness for his followers in these words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 128, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, there has come to you a messenger from among yourself. Heavy upon him is your suffering. Most concerned is he about your well-being. For the Muslims, he is most kind, most merciful. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, this ayah of the Holy Quran describes six attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the six attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this one ayah. Number one, he's a messenger. Number two, he's from amongst us. Number three, our hardship is hard on him. Number four, he is someone who strives for us. Number five, he is kind to believers. And number six, and he is merciful to them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, how merciful and generous is our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is concerned about his nation from the time he arrived in this world to his departure from it. He sacrificed his nights, spending them in prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Prophet who would distribute paradise amongst people. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who despite being cognizant of his lofty rank, wept out of mercy and compassion for his nation upon learning that many of his ummah will be admitted into the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that the suffering of ummah were heavy upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to make dua for his ummah to come on the righteous path during day and night. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to spend his night awake and crying in supplication for his ummah, saying, O Allah azza wa jal, if you punish them, they are your servants. But if you forgive them, indeed, you are mighty and wise. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the kindness and mercy for the ummah can easily be noted by the following saying of the mother of the believers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She says, on any day when there was windstorm or dark cloud, its effects could be read on the blessed face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he would move forward and backward in a state of anxiety. And when it rained, he was delighted, and it, meaning the state of restlessness, disappeared. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, I asked him for the reason of anxiety, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I was afraid that it might be a calamity that might fall upon my ummah. And when he saw rainfall, he said, it is the mercy of Allah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knew that any amal or any action would become hard for ummah, then he would stop so that it does not become a hardship on the ummah. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that once in the middle of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went out and prayed in the mosque, and some men prayed with him. The next morning, the people spoke about it, and so more people gathered and prayed with him the second night. They circulated the news in the morning, and so on the third night, the number of people increased greatly. Allah's Messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, came out and they prayed behind him. On the fourth night, the mosque was overwhelmed by the people till it could not accommodate them. Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came out only for the Fajr prayer. And when he finished the prayer, he faced the people and recited tashahud, stating, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad is his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then said, Amma ba'd, verily, your presence in the mosque at night was not hidden from me. But I was afraid that this prayer might be made compulsory and you might not be able to carry it out. Similarly, there are many other deeds which he did not do continuously, only for the fear that these may not become obligatory for his followers. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to convey the message of divine oneness, tawheed, and to illuminate the path for aspirant of truth. In this matter, the rays of his mercy and compassion radiate in every aspect. On one occasion, the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said three times, Allah Almighty has preferred ease for this nation and has disliked hardship. His blessed conduct was such that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala states, whenever the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given the choice between two matters, he would choose the easier matter as long as it did not entail sin. But if the easiest option was a sin, then he was the furthest from it from among the people. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's mercy for the ummah was so much that if there was a risk of ummah falling into hardship due to certain things, he would not command them to be carried out. Here are a few examples. Due to his concern for the physically weak, the ill, and the working people in the ummah, he did not delay Isha Salah till a third of the night had passed. Considering the needs of people, especially the elderly and children, he advised imams to avoid prolonged recitation in salah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not always offer supererogatory salah at night lest the ummah is obligated to offer it. Out of concern that the ummah would fall into hardship, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forbade them from observing perpetual fasting. Sawmi misal, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not declare hajj to be fard every year as it would be difficult for the ummah. Whilst displaying mercy to the ummah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave the command to perform ramal only in the first three rounds of tawaf, not in all of them. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remained engaged in worship throughout the entire night, pleading in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of the ummah to such an extent that his blessed feet would begin to swell due to standing for so long. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, even in the plains of the Day of Judgment, when each soul and even the prophets will be concerned about their own salvation, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be concerned about the salvation of his nation. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will take them, even the sinners, into his refuge and plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their forgiveness and salvation. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the mercy, is the prophet of rahmah for the alameen. This includes both believers and disbelievers. The kindness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is described in the Holy Quran in the following words, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and it is not befitting to Allah to punish them while you, O beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, are in their midst, and Allah is not going to punish them while they are seeking forgiveness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the disbelievers of the Ummah of other Prophets alayhim as-salam were punished and ruined in this world. We all know how the nation of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam was destroyed, how Fir'aun was drowned, and how the nation of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam was destroyed in the flood. But it is the kindness and mercy of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on disbelievers of this Ummah that they will not be punished in this world even until the Day of Judgment. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most kind, and he bore the hardship given by disbelievers with patience. The companions asked him to imprecate, to make badua for disbelievers, but he did pray for them as narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tufail bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, the Dawus nation have perished as they disobeyed and refused to accept Islam. So invoke to Allah against them. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, give guidance to the Dawus tribe and bring them to Islam. Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that my mother came to me during the apparent lifetime of Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and she was a pagan. I said to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, seeking his verdict, my mother has come to me and she desires to receive a reward from me. Shall I keep good relations with her? The Prophet of Rahmah, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, yes, keep good relations with her. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we all know that our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam traveled to Taif for invitation to righteousness. When our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to Taif, the first thing he did was to meet the city's local leaders. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam presented his message to the chiefs of the tribe, who were three brothers. Then he invited them to Islam. All three of them rejected the invitation and responded in the most sarcastic way. Nobody in Taif accepted his call. However, towards the end of his stay, some people seemed ready to accept his invitation and convert to Islam. The leaders of Taif were infuriated by this news. They sent a mob of young people to attack the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and pelt him with stones. These young individuals started throwing stones at the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam started bleeding, he walked out of the town. Jibreel alayhi salam, the chief of all the angels, came to him and said, Allah Almighty has heard the words of your people to you and how they have rejected you. And He has commanded the angels of mountains to obey your command, to do with them as you will. The angels of mountain then called to him and greeted him and said, command me as you will. If you desire, I will cause the mountains to tumble down upon them. The Prophet of Rahmah, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, no, I hope that Allah will bring forth from their generations those who will worship Allah alone and not associate anything with Him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could have asked the entire city to be wiped out, could have asked the entire city to be finished off, but he didn't. He never took revenge for himself. Rather, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to the world and only wanted the guidance and what was best for his people. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, before Islam, the women were most humiliated and they were bearing the extreme cruelty of men. The women were like non-living or like animals and they were traded like other material things. The men kept women like their own property and they were not given their rights like human beings. But on the advent of Islam, this behavior changed. Women are given their proper rights equal to men and they're honored with respect. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was most kind with women, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, it was narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is the one who is best to his wife, and I am the best of you to my wives. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam advised his companions to treat them kindly in these words. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah's Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, treat women nicely, for a woman is created from a rib and the most curved portion of the rib, so it's the upper portion. So if you should try to straighten it, it will break, but if you leave it as it is, it will remain crooked. So treat women nicely. The kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can be understood by this following hadith. It has been narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, my father said, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when I stand for prayer, I intend to prolong it, but on hearing the cries of a child, I cut it short, as I dislike troubling the child's mother. Before the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, people used to bury the daughters alive. It was our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who gave them right. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said about daughters, do not consider daughters bad. Undoubtedly, they are loving. In another hadith, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, if a daughter is born at the house of a person, and he does not distress her, and nor does he consider her bad, and nor does he prefer the son to the daughter, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make that person enter heaven. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in another hadith, it has been narrated that the person who is burdened with bringing up daughters, and he treats them well, so these daughters will become a shield for him, against Jahannam, against hell. In another hadith, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the words of the Prophet of Rahmah, the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, when a daughter is born at the house of a person, Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels who come and say, Assalamu alaykum ahlal bayt, that is, O people of this home, peace be upon you. Then the angels take the baby girl under the shade of their wings and stroking her head, they say that she is a weak being who has been born by a weak being. The one who takes the responsibility of bringing up this weak being, Allah Azza wa Jal will help him till the judgment day. In another hadith, it has been narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, one who has three daughters and he treats them well, heaven becomes a wajib for him. It was humbly asked, if there are two, then the Prophet of Rahmah, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, even if there are two, it was humbly asked, if there is only one, then the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, even if there is only one. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to how Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to treat his own daughter, Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha came to the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so he would stand up and pay his attention to her. Then taking her hand in his own blessed hand, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would kiss it and would seat her where he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would sit. Likewise, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go to Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha's house, she would stand up seeing him and kiss his blessed hand, taking it in her own hand and seat him where she would sit. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what an immense, what a great love between a father and a daughter has been shown. And this has been shown to us so that we can take care of our own daughters. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most kind for orphans and poor, and also ordered others to be kind with them. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, do not turn away the needy, even with a piece of date. O Aisha, love the needy and be near them, for indeed Allah will make you near on the Day of Judgment. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was also very kind to the children. People brought their children for dua to him, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would tip them into his blessed lap. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, a person came to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, you people kiss the boys, we don't kiss them. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I cannot put mercy in your heart after Allah has taken away from it. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Allah's Messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, kissed Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu while someone was sitting beside him. He said, I have 10 children and I have never kissed any one of them. Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam casted a look at him and said, whoever is not merciful to others will not be treated mercifully. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave the new fruits of season first to the children and also played with them. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that if someone would gift a new fruit to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would make dua of barakat, and then Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would give that fruit to whichever child is present at that time in front of him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was also merciful to the slaves. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told to free slaves is a reason for the escape from Jahannam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, a man came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and asked, how often shall I forgive a servant? He gave no reply. So the man repeated what he had said, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kept silence. When he asked the third time, he replied, forgive him 70 times daily. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, respected scholars say that the word 70 means in abundance, means too many times. So in other words, always forgive them. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most kind with his slaves. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the kindness of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not limited to slaves, women, wives, household companions, But his kindness, his mercy was also for animals. It has been narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when you travel through a land, when there is plenty of vegetation, you should go slow and give the camels a chance to enjoy the benefit of the earth. When you travel through a land where there is scarcity of vegetation, you should hasten with them so that you may be able to cross that land with your animal are still in good condition of health. And when you make a halt for the night, avoid doing so on the road, for the tracks are pathways of wild beasts or the abode of noxious little animals. My dear viewers of Madani channel, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would care even for the animals. Once our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam entered a garden of an Ansari person where Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam saw a camel. When the camel saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the camel started crying with both his eyes, with tears dropping down. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went close to that camel and stroked his back with love. The camel was quiet. Then Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam asked, who owns this camel? The Ansari person came and humbly said, this is my camel. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the matter of this animal. This camel has complained that you starve him and you trouble him a lot. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this tells us that our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would understand the language of animals as well. The kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was also for the birds and insects. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered his companions not to injure or harm the birds or insects. When someone took a bird's chick, beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam became restless after seeing the bird becoming restless for her chick. He immediately had the chick returned to her. My dear viewers of Madani channel, these are some of the examples of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is full of mercy. He was so kind to the people that even the slaves used to call him for their help, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go and help them. He showed mercy and taught ummah to be merciful to others. The Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, have mercy on others and you will be bestowed with mercy and adopt forgiveness and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. Hamne khata mein na ki, tumne ata mein na ki, koi kami sarwara, tum pe karoro durood. O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we have excelled only in sins, yet you have never turned us away. Thousands of salutations upon you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the exemplary character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.